It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Fruman.
Greetings, salutations, everybody. My name is Stephen Julian. I am your slightly annoying co-host for the fantastical, wonderful, ongoing journey of the podcast that you all love and know, the podcast known as Product Genius with Tiffany Krumans. She's seated to my right. Hello there, Tiffany.
Hey.
We had a very, very interesting thing that happened to us just before recording this show. And I want to remind everybody that Product Genius is brought to you, powered today by Fulfillment Strategies International. We got a fantastic small business spotlight that has to do with pets. So I'm going to table that for just a second and say, Tiffany, we had a really unique experience today.
Was it the joke, the inappropriate joke?
No, not that. Okay. We kind of got to go down memory lane of this show.
Yes,
this show has had two different lives.
Yes, it has.
And we went and celebrated the past life of this show, which, interestingly enough, Fulfillment Strategies International was on that journey as well.
Yes, they were. They've been with us all along.
Yeah, so we were at the studios of Business Radio X, and we got to talk about The Tiffany Krumans Show, which is still available on everybody's favorite podcast, but don't listen to it until after you listen
to the name.
This show. You really? You like?
Gosh.
You hated that?
Oh, I hated it.
Why?
I have my name in it. It's just awkward. I mean, telling people, what's the name of your show?
The Tiffany Krumans Show.
Well, what else? Right?
Did you do that little snobby laugh? That's awesome.
No,
yeah, you hated that, right?
Hid my head every time I said it. So, yeah.
Liked that when we went.
No,
because it wasn't really your choice.
Because it linked to my brand.
Right.
But still, it was, awkward.
Thankfully, your brand has grown.
Yes.
And now you are more about Mom Genius and this wonderful show, Product Genius, to help product-based businesses and product-based entrepreneurs take their product to market, expand their product in the market, and learn how to be not a genius of everything.
Right.
But a genius of their product.
Yep. And then listen to other geniuses, which is why we have these partners.
Absolutely. So one of those partners is seated across the table from me. It is Seth Gillen with Fulfillment Strategies International, lovingly known as FSI. Hello there, Seth.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Now you are the, you guys are the genius of logistics.
Genius is a...
that's my word, not yours.
We try to solve the problems of fulfillment and logistics.
Absolutely. And that is a problem for a lot of small businesses because logistics, when you're a small business launching your product, Tiffany, you've told the story. You told it back on the Tiffany Krumans Show about when you started. Where did you start your logistics out of?
I was shipping after I aired on Shark Tank from my garage, my bonus room, and my living room. The whole house was full of a full container of Ava the Elephants.
Seth, do you wish you had a dollar for every time you've heard that from clients of yours?
The difference is, I got to say this, I always say it about them, but the difference is most fulfillment companies will not work with that small guy.
Right.
They won't even touch it. It's not worth it to them, but they have set up properly where they can ship for Tempur-Pedic, but they can also ship for the small business who needs fulfillment.
She's exactly right. And we'll help evaluate that process as well, whether or not you're a good fit for us, whether it's going to be economical for you to use our services versus maybe stay on your own for a little bit longer.
We'll and they've done that. They've done so. A couple people I've referred to them. I really appreciated that they actually came back. I would check back with that person, and they'd say, you know, I talked to Seth or I talked to Gifford, and we worked through it, and we realized Cecilia was the perfect example. My friend Cecilia Auth with Tubesy, she wasn't quite there yet. She had a huge some huge exposure on GMA recently, but they were smart enough to know that the type of exposure it was may not lead to as many sales, and so they didn't rush to get her stuff shipped, and it saved her money. And eventually, she'll be there, but they were, I like that they will turn people away and not just take quick money. A lot of people will do that if they work with a small company.
So Seth, when are you guys going to film a TV commercial with Tiffany? Cause I've heard you describe what you do very well, man. That's on par with what you and Gifford do.
Totally agree. We'd hire her tomorrow.
I've seen it play out for 3 years in a row.
So I like it. Fantastic. So, FSI, give me the website.
FSI3PL.com.
Yeah, and I'll ask you again at the end of the show. But I was going to ask you to go into it. Tiffany just did a great job.
It's hard to back that up.
Yeah, let's just stop right there and get right to the guest, right? So what FSI does with Product Genius is you guys are the Shark Tank spotlight and also the small business spotlight. And we are focusing on the small business spotlight today. You guys are part of this show so that we can shine a light on small businesses that are in and around our community doing great work, helping people. So it is my pleasure to welcome to the show Susan Hansen. She is with Crittier. Susan, welcome to the broadcast today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. This is a great opportunity.
Absolutely. Now, Crittier is spelled C-R-I-T-T-E-A-R. And so I think it has something to do with critters and something to do with their ears. So I'm going to stop because that's a horrible explanation of what you do. I'm going to get out of the way and let you as the owner of the business tell us about Crittier and what you guys do.
You are correct. It's just a pun on the word critter. Because my product will eventually not only be for dogs, but for horses. And even my patent says elephants and elephants and dolphins. I'm like, ooh, let's get to work with the elephants and the dolphins.
I love that. You know what I love? That instantly we can see that you thought ahead. This was not a name. We were joking about how people name their companies and they really don't think of the big picture. But you thought about growing that into multiple.
So instead of dog ear, right?
She said something prettier. Dog related.
So, all right. So specifically, I know some people listening who haven't yet been to the website or anything. They're like, all right, yeah, great. So what does it have to do with the ears? Talk a little bit about what your product does.
Absolutely. So what my product is in-ear dog hearing protection, noise blocking. It started because of my old golden retriever Coleman, who was getting more and more noise sensitive, and it just drove me nuts to watch him panting and everything. So I started researching and looking for products to help him other than drugs. I just didn't, you know, want to drug him. So I found there was absolutely nothing out there for it that could do what needed to be done. So I used my expertise as a human hearing protection maker. So I make hearing protection for people that work in the industry, autistic children, etc. And I started putting the goop in his ears and figuring out what his inner ear looks like and doing that research and development. And I came up with something that actually worked on him. He just fell asleep on his bed and just zenned out because he could not hear any of those noises that frightened him.
Wow.
So I knew that Coleman wasn't the only one out there that had this issue. And silly me said, hey, I'm going to bring it to market and help all these dogs. And here I am.
So one of the in one area I've looked at as doing research on your product, it kind of has this thing of when to use it. So dogs, when they're dealing with noise, anxiety, dog grooming, vet visits, travel, hunting, if they're around fireworks, thunderstorms, lawn and farming activities, ATV rides with family. So clearly, and I think there might be more than a couple people who would raise their hand and go, yeah, I didn't think about that. I know dogs have better hearing, but I just thought that means they can deal with it better. So what are some of the signals dog owners, and let's just say critter owners, if as you expand it into other lines of critters, what are some of the signals people should be looking for that they might go, ooh, I think my critter might need, and for now, the dog might need a crit ear.
So Crittier actually does two things. One, it protects their sensitive hearing. Like you said, they do hear better than us. And if you think about our world, how loud it is in the car, we turn on the radio, the wind, taking your dog to events because they're family members. They go everywhere. So if you think about their hearing during those times and those loud events, that's one thing. So you help them by protecting their hearing because you can't get that back if it's damaged. Second, which is a secondary benefit of the noise blocking, is that it relaxes an anxious dog. So dog anxiety is like the number two Googled thing out there. First is nutrition. And I've tapped into something here, just quite by accident, hoping that I can help my dog, only to find out that this is actually something that when you insert them and they learn to accept them, and we'll talk about that later, they can just relax and not do the panting, not do the pacing, the hiding under things. It's just so heartbreaking to see that during fireworks and thunderstorms and, you know, all those things that scare them.
Because you're putting it inside of their ear, is there an adjustment period? I mean, how do they get used to having something in their action? Do they not paw at it and try to get it out?
Exactly. Well, yes. Well, it's not a plug and play. Of course not. Some dogs, every dog is different. Some dogs accept it right away. Therapy dogs that are service dogs or therapy, they tend to be best because they are highly trained and will accept what their owners ask of them. So we have a training program that we're working on to explain more in depth of how to train with positive reinforcement, which would be like their favorite toy or bribery with their favorite treats or whatever. And I made these in a way that uses their inner ear anatomy to help keep a retention on the product, because their inner ear is an L shape. And when you pull up, it turns into like an eye, and you put the earplug in and let go of the ear, and it kind of hooks the little tail and keeps it in their ear. So there's a little bit of help from their anatomy. But training does, yes, you still have to train, and eventually they don't even care they're there because they're this soft memory foam.
And I think that's where your background in already working with hearing devices for people obviously kind of helped, because you did the study of what the inner ear looks like and things like that. Also, it's reusable. So this is something that, again, is designed to kind of be put in when you think or you find, oh my goodness, I'm in one of these anxiety times with my dog. I want to, or my critter, and I want to, you know, put that in there. So it's kind of training, but it's not training to leave it in there the whole time. It's training when it's needed. I'm wondering, for a dog that's really dealing with anxiety, once they realize it's working, I'm wondering if there starts to be acceptance over time. So some of it's training, but some of it might be they see results. I don't know. We can't ask the dog. talk about, and so let me, in saying that, let me then ask this question. Without, you know, doing a 1 hour doctorate dissertation, not that you would, but, you know, kind of talk about some of the obstacles of getting this to the point of success. I mean, how long of a process was this? Were there a big aha moment for you? Kind of talk a little bit about your
journey. Did your first prototype get stuck in your dog's ear?
Yeah, have they been eaten? I mean, yeah, just kind of tell us some things that are top of mind.
Funny you should say that. Have they been eaten? I can tell you that they do pass through very well and come out whole.
Nice.
Okay.
So they're safe. Safe to the digestive system of the dog. I like that.
And because of that, and I have a veterinarian on my board, we are working to make them, X-ray viewable. If they feel that their dog has eaten them, they go to the and get an X-ray and can see them. Just another thing to help with precautions.
I'm just curious, in the manufacturing world, what will make them visible on X-ray? What are they made out of right now?
Well, can't
what
give would away you the adding? Trade secret.
Yeah. Right? Well, I mean, maybe it's a dye. Yeah. I don't know if it's like actual metal.
We've tried it all, barium, little shards, little tiny flakes of steel, but they're heavier. So even inserting a BB, we'll see.
Yeah.
We're working on it. It, you know, as you know, it just takes time and imagination, and all of a sudden that's it.
And
that's,
I assume heaviness is not the goal, right? Because that would bother them more. So is it as light as it can possibly be where they don't feel like it's in their ear?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's a specially formulated memory foam, similar to a human hearing protection. But I have been very particular about the squishiness of it and how fast it bounces out back when you roll it up and stick it in the ear. It kind of has to bounce back kind of quickly so it fills their space and not fall out.
How long have you been doing this, and what is your biggest challenge so far? What did you face that you just said, okay, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore?
Well, I've never really hit that spot where yet. I said, I'm not going to do it anymore. But there have been days where I look at my husband and go, huh?
Yeah.
What?
What did I do?
But I'm now at just over 3 years on this overnight success journey.
Right.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. My very first year, you know, the dreaming part is so much fun of mm-hmm. yes, like, this is really cool. And then you get a 3D engineered image and, oh my gosh, look at that. That's awesome. And so I spent a full year working with an engineer, getting the sizes and everything, only to find out when I got to manufacturing, it couldn't be made.
Yep, we talk about that all the time on this show. And the reason we have Noah as a partner, Product Quick Start as a partner, is because of exactly that. People get these pretty photos that turn around and they look digitally incredible. And then the factory says, nope, can't actually make that in a machine or of that material or any of that stuff. So I hate that you learned that the hard way. Did you lose a lot of money in that part of the phase?
Yes. Yeah. I've the most money I've lost is with marketing. People think that, or say, sell themselves, and then they can't produce what mm-hmm. they say. So, mm-hmm. I am manufacturing in the United States. I chose to do that way back when, before it was cool, and thank goodness I did, because during this year, and it's a hard year to roll out a business this year, but my manufacturer had to stop and make medical equipment. So for some reason they said I wasn't super important. And
I disagree.
No, I absolutely understood. Right. So we're a little bit behind, and that's quite all right. I'm getting ready to start with Amazon, and that's going to be awesome. I cannot wait.
And a big challenge.
And it's a whole other world. All of this is a whole other world. This is so not my wheelhouse, and it's so much fun learning all these parts and everything.
We've talked about this many, many times on the show as well, but you're going to want to talk to a fulfillment company like FSI before you do the Amazon route, because the biggest thing with them or any large retailer is that you're going to have these chargebacks if you don't ship the way that they want you to ship, the perfect label, you know, it's you think you've learned a whole new world so far in manufacturing. Wait until you hit the Amazon world.
So I want to remind all our listeners that we are speaking to Susan Hansen. She is the CEO of Kritier. And Susan, I wanted to ask you, Susan Hansen, the CEO of Kritier, here on the Small Business Spotlight, powered by Fulfillment Strategies International. So wanted to ask Susan, I would imagine there's an educational gap or an educational hurdle that needs to be overcome with dog owners and pet owners. Talk a little bit about how you overcome that hurdle of the education gap about your product. Because I'm assuming some people are like, well, I just stick cotton if it's that bad. So talk a little bit about the hurdle, education mm-hmm. hurdle.
You are correct. Because this is a new product in a new category, which is pretty darn cool, but it does mean that you need to educate, and education takes time. So we are just trying to flood social media with teaching about noise anxiety in dogs, because people don't want to label their dogs anxious, but it affects a good 75% of the dogs in households today, either in a small way or an extremely large way, anxiety. So we are beginning to do live Facebook feeds where we bring on behaviorists and talk about dogs during the holidays. And what do we do? How can we help them and stuff like that? Just educate, educate, educate.
I think, just my marketing brain sees it as you have two types of people. You have the people that absolutely live for their dog. My friend Laura Nativo that I told you about, she understood this the second I tagged her on LinkedIn, because she actually trains for exactly what you're trying to prevent, the whole anxiety around fireworks and all of that. And then you've got the people like us who, we have our dog Jack who hangs in the backyard, and she's like, what do you mean he lives in the backyard? I'm like, he lives in the backyard in his house, you know? Doesn't he ever come in? No, he doesn't come in. So I think it's these types of people that you have to really speak to, because I wouldn't ever label my dog anxious. Would I want to take that away from him if I noticed he was doing it? Yes. But you almost have to like dumb it down and say, hey, is he in his cage, or is he in his house hiding when this is happening? You know, here's a simple tool. Let's not make it so complex and so scientific. Here's a simple little tool for you.
So Jack is not put in a baby Bjorn and carried by you and Igor.
No, he is not. With three kids, he is low on the totem pole.
And listen, I'm not passing judgment. No. I am wondering who's walking who at that point, at some points.
And I get the people. Laura doesn't have any children, so her pets are her children, you know. But we have three kids, so Jack is low on that totem pole.
And dogs and all critters become part of the family. And I got three boys. Sometimes a part of the family is get out in the backyard and settle your differences, and don't come in until they're done. So that's a little bit of the dogs too. Outdoor and indoor critters are very much part of people's
family. I could have used this just days ago. So we had a bad storm come through here from the hurricane. And trees down everywhere in our community that we live in. And so they came with the big backhoe and all the chainsaws, and it drove Jack crazy. He was in his cage, and he was anxious, apparently. You know, could have had that tool to put in his ear, you know, but
Critear.com. Susan, let me ask, and you started by kind of talking about medication. So let me give you a platform to kind of talk about, because some people would go, well, I don't want to train them and go through and all that. Doesn't my vet have something that I can give my critter to calm them down? Talk a little bit about why that might not be the best solution.
Well, first of all, their medication, their sedatives, and it's expensive. So you have to make your appointment, go there, get the vet to see the dog, and then get the product. So people don't understand that when their dog is on medication and he's totally zonked out on his bed, that they think, oh, okay, so he can't hear that firework, he's good to go, you know. Mm. Well, he can actually hear it, and his body cannot react to it. So he's still freaking out inside his head, but his body is so drugged out, it can't move. Oh. That's horrible.
That's a great point. I mean, even we don't know if he's what he's actually thinking, obviously, like Steven said, but just to know that you're blocking the actual sound, you know, you're not treating the problem with medication. You're actually blocking the sound.
Yeah. On your website, Susan, in one of the testimonials, Chris, talking about her dog, Charlie, can't wait to get my best friend, Charlie, some relief during storms. We have loud, scary winter and spring storms here in the South, and he suffers from terrible anxiety. We've tried medicine, tight snuggles, and safe spaces, but he still just shakes because he can hear the noise. I'm looking forward to relieving his fear without using confinement or drugs. So clearly that's the kind of situation. I mean, that's a great situation that we're talking about of where Crit Ear can help. And there was no question. I just wanted to read the testimonial off your website.
And I did a demonstration of a tight snuggle.
But we're not on video.
That might look like.
Yeah, we did. We don't. We're not on video.
My puppy did that.
You haven't launched the YouTube channel yet, Tiffany. You got to do that. But anyway, so Susan, let me ask, as a business owner, and you came from the background of developing hearing products for humans, but now you're the CEO. You're kind of everything is running through you. What from a business standpoint, what has been one of the most, tell me something exhilarating. And you talked a little bit about marketing, but give me a different challenge of just kind of running the business rather than just being working on the product.
Patience.
It
just does not happen overnight. I have the patience of a thoroughbred at the starting gate. Mm-hmm. I have an idea. Let's go. Okay, let's do this.
You know, yeah,
and it just, all the brakes start. And just patience. And I do a lot of Googling and research. Not that I want to be in charge and running everything. I just want to know enough to be dangerous when it comes to different parts of this whole business wheel.
Yeah.
So I'm learning about marketing. I'm manufacturing, of course. I know about foam now. But I am not afraid to say, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to hire the best person to do this job. And I have some incredible people helping me.
You know, and I started the show, Tiffany, by talking about how we've done this. Now, I've been able to do this with you for 4 years. That is such a recurring theme.
Yeah.
So many people get an idea, and it's a great idea, and it can help so many people. And so people think, all I got to do is, you know, all's I got to do. I have an old friend who tells me those are the most dangerous words anyone can say. Well, all's I got to do is this, this, and this. It takes time. There's a lot of fits and starts. There's a lot of false starts and wrong turns.
I didn't hit a sweet spot with my company until 6 or 7 years in.
Wow.
I mean, literally, looking back now, I realized that was the best.
Not sure Susan needs to hear that right now. She's kind of just.
And that was even with Shark Tank. Like, I wouldn't call my shark the first, you know, blurb of Shark Tank my biggest time. It was all the follow-ups after and all the growth and hard work and tears and patience.
And Seth, Fulfillment Strategies, working with a lot of different companies. It patience, I mean, Susan's given some great advice here, right?
Yes, absolutely. We see it day in, day out. I mean, we're experiencing it now with several clients where they weren't necessarily positioned for the growth that they're experiencing as well. So it kind of goes both ways.
And Susan, you're talking about the patience. You're about a year in, it sounds like, although the idea was before that. What are some of the next steps? What's around the corner? What are some of the goals that you're looking at for the next year, the next couple years? Where do you want to see Crittier go?
Well, I am so excited for the future. I have so many things in the hopper that I'm working on, research and development. I have electronic lines coming out, one for the hunt dog. So their hearing is always protected, but it amplifies the noises that need to be amplified, but noise cancels when needed or when Very the shot cool. is broke.
How does that work? Is that electronic?
And, well, that's a
proprietary. Yeah, she said electronic one. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Sorry, we interrupted you because that's so cool.
On the table.
Yeah. Go ahead. What else were you going to say?
But wait, there's more.
Good marketing message, Susan. I like it.
You never need to hire anybody for your marketing, by the way. You've got this.
Go for it.
So my favorite one that we're working on is to help the military working dog and the law enforcement search and rescue. It has a communication component in it. So the dog handler can speak to the dog and the hearing is protected all the while, as well as water protection from the ear. But the handler does not have to be in eyesight. It could be in voice sight of the dog and communicating to it.
Is that Crit Ear Elite? Is that what you're working on?
It might be now.
Yes, that's one of them. Exactly.
Wow.
It's the working, the Crit Ear working one.
So, oh, okay. So that's that one. Okay.
I am working with a wonderful company. We are collaborating on getting the electronics out, and it's just so exciting. All of it is so exciting.
So I'm gonna try to do a marketing message and advertising for you, because the reason I asked about Crit Ear Elite is because I went to crittear.com, C-R-I-T-T-E-A-R, crittear.com. And if you look right on the first page, our products, there's Crit Ear Calm, Crit Ear Quiet, Crit Ear Working, Crit Ear Calm, Crit Ear Hunt, and Crit Ear Elite. And I'm just so happy that I said Crit Ear 6 times correctly. I'm really happy about that. So I've given the website. Is there any other contact information for anybody who's looking to take care of their critter and especially take care of their ears? Is that the best place to go? Is there any other places you want to tell people to contact you guys?
Well, we are all over social media, Pinterest, Instagram, and we have some really great videos on our YouTube channel that help people learn how to insert them correctly and train their dogs. And we're constantly upgrading it and adding more and more. definitely looking to get more and more feedback, because any feedback is good feedback.
That's right.
And we use all that. So when we get pictures of dogs and product and everything, we love giving shouts out. This past weekend, I was in Texas and there was this country western singer, and where I was talking to him, and this is my favorite thing in the whole world. As soon as I bring up something about dogs, people pull their phones out and, oh, and here's Charlie and here's Wyatt and here's, everyone loves their dogs. I love it.
Well, the other marketing message I'm going to give for you here on Product Genius with Tiffany Krumans is that if people will go to crittier.com, the website, on the top right, if you know, if you have a dog and you have a great dog groomer, and you like your groomer, then they need to go to crittier.com, because there is on the top right a wholesale option for groomers to have. What a great tool for a groomer to give, to provide to all of their clients who need it. What a great, I mean, that you want to, you want a separate,
absolutely.
And when they're giving, yes. And that was part of the time to use it. So if you have a, if you have a critter and you go to, you take them to the groomer and your dog has a little trouble, that groomer needs to know about Crittier, because that is a way for them to separate themselves until everybody gets on board and uses it. But that's okay. But you should be the early adopter, because that groomer will do better business, right? I mean, that's why you have it up there.
Yeah.
So how cool that her website has that wholesale link. I mean, that's smart.
Should. She's five steps ahead.
We learned that from
her. I got to tell you, though, my ADD brain is still thinking about the elephant version and what it's going to look like and how big it's going to be. The dolphin.
Think of how much more help Flipper would have been able to do.
Will he hear the other?
For the little family. I can't remember. Timmy was Lassie's. So think about how much more help Lassie could have given Timmy. You know, although if Timmy then asked him, when Timmy asked him all those questions, then Lassie wouldn't have been able to hear him asking those questions. So that's the only bad thing. You know.
No, not with the calm.
Oh, that's right.
Not with the calm, yeah.
That's right. So I'm thinking of the old black and white Lassies where Timmy.
This is the only thing Lassie would have heard.
In the mine, roof. All right. Anyway.
Oh, right.
Susan Hansen, Crittier, thank you so much. We've given the website. You look for you on, coming soon on Amazon and other places. And man, I just wish you the best of success. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed this, and you guys are great and have given me a lot of good feedback and things to think about. I made a lot of good notes.
Ooh, she made notes on our show. I made good notes here. And everybody who, like I said, has a dog and want to take care of their dog, then they need to go to crittier.com. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
You
absolutely,
too. Thank
you. Absolutely. So, guys, what a great show.
Cool show, huh? We got to do this every month. I'm telling.
We do.
I'm telling FSI.
What are you talking about?
Well, no. The pulling from, so we shared on LinkedIn and we said, listen, tell us about your small business. And we had 100 and something companies share about their companies, and this was one of them. And Seth handpicked hers because he thought it was interesting. And I mean,
of course, you're telling the other 100 and some that they're not interesting.
No, they were all kidding. Interesting, but she was actually, when she talks about marketing, she was yesterday,
she
I wrote
stuff.
On there, I said, Seth, thanks for revisiting this. And she saw that within like 30 minutes and said, I'd love to be on. This was a week post from 3 weeks ago. So she was
she's
on.
She's on
it.
Top of it.
She does her marketing very well.
Bravo to her.
So I may never get this chance again. Will you guys let me tell you one of my favorite dog jokes or dog stories?
Yes.
So there's a great old Warner Brothers cartoon. Seth, it's your show. You're spotlighting. You're
the
powering.
All right.
You got it. So there's a great old Warner Brothers cartoon. I think it's the one with Michigan J. Frog. It might not be that one, but that, you know, Bugs Bunny time and that. There's this guy who goes into the talent agency and he has a dog. And he says, I'm telling you, this dog is amazing. You can do wonderful things. He goes, watch, he can answer all my questions. Hey, what goes on top of a house? Roof. See, he said roof. Who's the greatest baseball player of all time? Roof. See, he said Ruth. How does sandpaper feel? Ruff. See, he said rough. And then the next scene shows them throwing the dog and the man out of the office, and they, you know, kind of hit against the wall, and he gets up and he's shaking his head, and the dog kind of shakes his head and walks up to him and then stands up and goes, maybe I should have said DiMaggio.
In the middle of that joke, I forgot we were still recording. I literally got so... I went, oh, God, we're still doing
I'm such a good conversationalist. I can't think of a better way to wrap up this show than that dumb joke. So I want to thank Seth Gillen with FSI for powering the Small Business Spotlight. Seth, it is always a pleasure to do business with you. If you are a small business owner and you're trying to bring your product to market or take the next step, you need to call FSI. They will help you. And sometimes that doesn't even entail you becoming their client. They'll help you by saving you money and helping you grow the right way. So for Seth and for Tiffany with MomGenius.com, this is Stephen Julian saying, we'll catch you next time on Product Genius.